Hello there. In this lesson, we're going through the whole cyclus of question, answer, a few collocations, and then step three of the speaking operating system, practice and build. Yeah? So first, I'm going to give you the question. What do you hope to achieve in the future? And this is the same question as I discussed in podcast episode 35. It's also the same answer. So here we go. Ah, that's an excellent question. One that I've pondered for quite a while. What I aspire to achieve in the future is to help people all around the world in reaching the C1 advanced level of English, regardless of how hectic their schedules might be. Mind you, it's not about quantifying this ambition with numbers for me, right? I rather perceive it as a continual journey, one where I aim to constantly refine my skills to be more effective, to hone my skills, if you will. So if you ask me this question, I'd say my goal is not just about reaching a target, but about evolving and growing in the process. All right. So that's the answer. Let's pick three intriguing collocations that are useful for you to learn, remember, and use in your everyday English. Whether it's at work or in your private life, your personal life, these are useful collocations. The first one is aspire to achieve. Let's practice with this collocation. First, repeat after me. Aspire to achieve. Excellent. One more time. Aspire to achieve. Great. Now say the opposite. So the original sentence is, I aspire to achieve my goals. Say the opposite. Perfect. So you could have said, I don't aspire to achieve my goals, or I have no aspiration to achieve my goals. The third step is change the tense to the past simple. So the original sentence is, they aspire to achieve greatness. Change the tense to the past simple. Well done. So you hopefully said, they always aspire to achieve greatness. They always aspire to achieve greatness. All right, good. Step number four. Practice step number four. Substitute athletes in the original sentence with I. So the original sentence is, athletes aspire to achieve success. Substitute athletes with I. There you go. You just said, I aspire to achieve success. I hope you did. All right. So practice step number five. Use a synonym for aspire to achieve. The original sentence is, I aspire to achieve fulfillment. This is a bit harder, right? So you might have said, I aim to accomplish fulfillment. Or maybe you said, I seek to attain fulfillment. Yeah? This is a great practice step, by the way. This will really build up your vocabulary, right? The synonym practice step. Okay, and the last one, say something true for you. So the original sentence is, I aspire to achieve mastery in my field. How about you? Of course, there can be many possible answers here. You could have said, I also aspire to achieve mastery in my field, or I aspire to achieve balance in my life, or anything else. The most important thing is that you make the sentence your own, or you make the collocation your own. Yeah? All right, the second collocation, extremely useful this one, I think, in today's life, hectic schedule. So repeat, hectic schedule. Great. You can also say hectic schedule, right? Hectic schedule, both are correct. Now say the opposite. I have a hectic schedule. Your turn. Maybe you said, I have a relaxed schedule. Or another option is, I don't have a hectic schedule. Yeah? Nice one. Move on. Change the tense to any future tense. The original sentence is, she has a hectic schedule this week. Terrific. So, you might have said, she will have a hectic schedule next week. You can also use this week, right? If you speak about the start of the week on Monday or Tuesday. She's going to have a hectic schedule next week. Sorry, she's going to have a hectic schedule next week. Yeah. She will be having a hectic schedule next week. Also possible. Yeah. All right. Substitute can be in the original sentence with is often. Is often. Yeah. So the original sentence, having a hectic schedule can be stressful. Your sentence, hopefully, was having a hectic schedule is often stressful. Yeah? We substitute can be with is often. By the way, you can also say is often. Yeah? Both are possible. Is often or is often. Step number five, use a synonym for hectic schedule. Oh, this is always the more difficult part, right? The synonym part. Original sentence, I have a hectic schedule. What's a synonym? Brilliant. I have a frantic schedule, or I have a bustling schedule. Yeah, maybe you said I have a chaotic schedule or a busy schedule. Yeah. And last but not least, say something true for you. Original sentence, my friend always complains about her hectic schedule. What about you or your friend? Great, well done. So I wrote down as a possible answer, I can relate. My schedule is pretty hectic too. Yeah. All right. That was it for hectic schedule. The last one, the final one, hone my skills, right? Repeat, hone my skills. Great. Say the opposite. I hone my skills regularly. This one is a bit more difficult. Maybe you said, I neglect my skills regularly. Yeah. Or I allow my skills to deteriorate. Ooh, that's an interesting one, right? There you use a different sentence structure. I allow my skills to deteriorate. It sounds interesting. Okay. Change tense, right? Let's change the tense to any tense, yeah? You should hone your skills. So a possible answer, you should have honed your skills, or you should be honing your skills right now, right? You should be honing your English skills right now with me. Okay, excellent, well done. Substitute artists with musicians in the next step, yeah? Artists hone their skills over time. Artists hone their skills over time. Now you. Brilliant, well done. So hopefully you said musicians hone their skills over time. Wonderful. Number five, use a synonym for hone. What's a synonym for hone? The original sentence is, I hone my English skills. I hone my English speaking skills. Wonderful. Well done. So a synonym for hone is sharpen. I sharpen my English speaking skills. Or I enhance my English speaking skills. Yeah. I enhance my English speaking skills. I improve. Yeah. I level up. You can use all these verbs, right? Okay. Last one. Say something true for you. To be competitive, you have to hone your skills. What about you? All right, wonderful, wonderful, well done. Great job. So I wrote down as a possible answer, I believe in honing my skills to stay ahead in my career. But you could have said anything, right? As long as you use hone your skills in a way that is true for you. That's it. That's all. Those are all the steps, all the action steps, right? That you can take to improve your speaking, to practice your speaking on your own, or with me, with my podcast, or with my speaking course, right? So I hope you liked it. I hope it gave you a flavor, or even more than that, of the speaking operating system and how it can help you to become fluent, to level up your English from intermediate speaker to a fully confident speaker, someone who is able to achieve the C1 level of English. That's it for this lesson. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you in the next lesson. Bye-bye.